You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. 648-1051 is the number for the Hardee's hotline. Hardee's has made-from-scratch biscuits, steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut french fries, desserts, and much, much more. Stop by your local Hardee's restaurant for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And joining us now on the Hardee's hotline is Jacksonville State golf coach James Hobbs, who knew a whole lot more about Danny Willett before everybody else yesterday. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Fine.
How did you watch yesterday's round, and did you realize that you could probably name every American who was rooting for Danny Willett?
I know that there was no one that was not rooting for Danny Willett that was affiliated with the Jacksonville State University. I know that our alumni base and all of our students and all of our staff and faculty, you know, I'm sure they were glued to the television and just hanging on every shot just like I was. It was an amazing day for me and for our university and for our university family.
And were you at home, and how could you contain the excitement? Where were you when you were watching?
No, I have a team that's playing. I'm at Tennessee State playing at a collegiate invitational tournament here with four of my boys that play on my men's team. And so I started them in their practice round yesterday, and then I found my way to the clubhouse. So I was surrounded by basically a bunch of individuals that I don't even know. but they all knew that I was from JSU, and they all knew that I had coached Danny Willett several years ago. So, you know, it got to be a very entertaining afternoon for those people around me. I'm not going to say that it was very entertaining for me because it was very nerve-wracking for me. You know, I was hanging on every shot, and, you know, at one time there, I'm just hoping that he's going to have a good, strong finish and maybe finish second. And suddenly, when everything changed, suddenly he was in the lead. Then it really became a very nerve-wracking experience.
All right, let's rewind from the very beginning. How did Danny Willett wind up at Jacksonville State?
I had a recruiting service that I had dealt with many times before about different individuals and players, and they sent me word that they had a good player from England that was looking for a school. His father was a minister and basically wanted him not in a real big school and not in a real big city, so you know, he could kind of be in a quiet environment and a very small environment where there was not a whole lot of trouble that he could get into. So he was very protective of Danny in terms of where he went to school and what kind of situation he got himself in. And so I had a little bit of aid money, so I made some contacts with Danny and his family and made him an offer, and he said yes. And the next thing I know, you know, he arrives on my campus. He's a 17-year-old young boy and young man, and he brought with him a great attitude. You know, he had great confidence in his skills, and he was not a polished player by no means at the time. But after 2 years of collegiate play, he was he just grew and matured and became an outstanding player.
You're listening to James Hobbs, the Jacksonville State golf coach who coached current Masters champion Danny Willett. You're listening to Coach Hobbs here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, and you said you used a service. Is that how you have to do it? Is that how everybody does it? How do you recruit for a college game here in a global theater?
Well, basically, you know, I had had a few international players in the past, and most of the time a player will give me a name or a friend or a prospect that they've either played against or played with, and then I basically try to make contact with that individual. in Danny's situation, you know, the person that gave me his name had called me several times about players and basically knew that, one, I had a good university, and two, there were it was a good university for international players, and my university really doesn't put any barriers up and make it very difficult for them to come and go to school. And then I've got great weather during the fall and great weather for the spring. I've got a world-class golf course to play every day. So I've got a lot of things to offer an international player. And oftentimes when an international player comes to a university like Jacksonville State, you know, they don't know that they're not coming to a Duke or a Alabama or Auburn or somewhere like that. You know, they're just looking for a school where they can come and play and where they can advance their game. And that was pretty much the case with Danny. You know, once he got here, he realized that he was in a mid-tier school, but everything matched up with what he was looking for: weather, golf, practice facilities, and then we were basically able to take him and introduce him to our fitness program and get him bigger and a little bit stronger and gain some length in his game. And the next thing you know, he's playing in the Walker Cup as an amateur. And that was a great feather in his cap, but also a great feather in our cap as well. And, you know, Danny, we've used Danny as a recruiting tool the past several years. You know, we tell everybody that we're trying to recruit, hey, Danny would play here. And you know, that always raises an eyebrow.
I read that you were able to go to Augusta and check in and watch him earlier this week. Did, in your conversations with him, did he even think he had this in him?
It was an interesting thing. When Danny was in school here, there was always an argument going on among Danny and some of my other players as to what was the biggest major or the most important major. And Danny would always argue that the British Open was the only real major. And my American guys were always, no, Danny, you don't understand. The Masters is the greatest tournament of all. And I can't wait to ask him, what's the greatest major of all, now that he's a Masters champion? It's just an ironic situation for me and for him. No, when I talked to him on Wednesday, I basically talked to him about, you know, his wife just had a baby, and so he's a new father, and you know, that puts a different set of priorities in your life, and when you bring that new baby home for the first time, everything changes. Everything that you do and everything that you're going to do changes. And so I chit-chatted with him about, you know, his changes in his life and what he could expect and the difference that fatherhood was going to make in his life.
Now, if your first question the next time you talk to him, Coach, is about as perspective of the best major, where on your questioning will be, you just pocketed $1.8 million. Could you donate a little of that back to the alma mater?
That's what I had somebody tell me last night. It's like, are you going to get some of that money for the university? And I'm like, I'll just wait and let Danny take care of that. Hopefully he'll give us a little bit of help in times to come in the future. Yeah, it's a monumental day for JSU and for me and for everybody affiliated with the university. Because, you know, when Danny was here, he made such an impression upon all of our students and our faculty. He's got a great personality, and he's very outgoing, and he loves life, and he loves to have a good time. And so, you know, we're just all thrilled with what happened yesterday and his accomplishment.
You're listening to James Hobbs, the Jacksonville State golf coach, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, does he instantly, I know you've been coaching there since the early 80s, does he instantly become the most famous JSU athlete of all time?
Oh, without question. I think without question. You know, we've had baseball players and we've had football players in the NFL and we've had Major League Baseball players and, you know, we've had guys play in the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I would think by the mere fact that he won at Augusta yesterday puts him at the top of the chart as far as our most high-profile athlete.
And of course, now everybody's going to ask, what is next for Danny Willett? I mean, you know the game. You know that the McElroys and the Spieths and the Days that are at the very top. But you also know he's going to be in the top 10 now. Is this a guy who could add, you know, more majors to it when it's all said and done?
I think without question, Danny's got a great future. And you know, the hardest thing to do is to win your first major. And that kind of opens the door for you to win more. And I think he has the type of game, and he showed yesterday that he can handle the pressure in that situation. And there's not a lot of players that can handle the pressure when it comes to trying to win a major golf championship in the last round and the last nine holes. And you know, down the stretch yesterday, he made the birdies when he had to, and he made the pars when he had to, and he had the up and down on 17, which was a great up and down. So yeah, I think Danny could easily be in the top five in the world rankings within a short period of time. Today, so he's top 10. So, you know, there's only one way he can go now.
Coach Hobbs, listen, congratulations so much on what Danny accomplished. I know you're thrilled. I know, like you said, the entire Jacksonville State community is thrilled. So, again, congratulations for Danny's victory yesterday.
Thank you, Davis. Great to talk with you, okay?
All righty. Thank you. Coach James Hobbs, okay. The Jacksonville State golf coach, joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We'll reopen the Hardys hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.